Hail, hail to my Satguru, who reunites the separated ones. This is the Bhajan Dan Dan Satguru on page 154. I have seen the Master, who is exactly like what I had heard of him. He reunites the separated ones. He saves the soul at the court of God and reunites the separated ones. He makes us meditate on the Nam of God. He cuts the disease of ego and reunites the separated ones. Nanak says, God makes those meet the Satguru whose union is preordained from Sach Khand. He reunites the separated ones. Hail, hail to my Satguru, who reunites the separated ones. Bhajan of Guru Arjan Dev on page 154.
Dhane dhane Satguru mera jera vicheriyanu melda. Dhane dhane Satguru mera jera vicheriyanu melda. Jesa Satguru sunida, jesa Satguru sunida, teso hi medit jera vicheriyanu melda, teso hi medit jera vicheriyanu melda. Dhane dhane Satguru mera jera vicheriyanu melda, dhane dhane Satguru mera jera vicheriyanu melda. Vicheriya mele Prabhu, vicheriya mele Prabhu, har darga ka basit jera vicheriyanu melda, har darga jera vicheriyanu melda. Dhane dhane Satguru mera jera vicheriyanu melda, dhane dhane Satguru mera jera vicheriyanu melda. Har namo mantra dridaye da, har namo mantra dridaye da, kut hai ya hom rog jera vicheriyanu melda, kut hai ya hom rog jera vicheriyanu melda. Dhane dhane Satguru mera jera vicheriyanu melda, dhane dhane Satguru mera jera vicheriyanu melda. Nanak Satguru tina milaya, Nanak Satguru tina milaya, jinduro pyasan jog jera vicheriyanu melda, jinduro pyasan jog jera vicheriyanu melda. Dhane dhane Satguru mera jera vicheriyanu melda, dhane dhane Satguru mera jera vicheriyanu melda.
Hail, hail to my Satguru, who reunites the separated ones. We've been reading the Master's discourse. Five dacoits are looting while man slumbers, which makes it very clear that humanity in general, and all of us in particular, is spend most of our time in sleep, even though we think we're awake. And Master has been going over the various ways in which people try to wake up and pointing out how many of them are illusory. Anyway, he is at this point in the discourse, he is commenting on Ahimsa Swamiji Maharaj. And he says, repetition, austerities, restrictions, and many more. The ignorant even kept silence. And Master says, the tongue goes on repeating God's name, but the mind is running around all over the place. What is achieved like this? To rise above the senses means that the body becomes dead, including the tongue. Some people go to the extreme of not speaking, even for years, in the belief that this will give them some spiritual advancement. Similarly, having a silent tongue does not still the mind's endless chattering. What is more, such an individual must fill his daily needs, and so he resorts to making signs and writing notes. How can spiritual awakening take place in this way? He who truly keeps silence is he who has silences his mind. Mind has not been shaved, so why shave the head? All these practices come under aparavidya, study of scriptures, teaching the scriptures, fasting, giving alms, etc. They're all under the rule of the senses. And the soul connected to the mind as it is sleeping within. Resorted to many means. Even then the mind did not awaken. A learned pundit once went to Hazur, and on hearing Hazur's satsang talk was inspired with a keen yearning for initiation. Hazur gave him initiation, and when he was leaving, I was standing nearby, and he said, Maharaj, according to whatever instructions you have given, I will achieve everything in 3 months' time, and I will then return here to you. Hazur said, that will be marvelous. But it was 9 months before the pundit returned to Hazur, and again I was present as he sat before our master. He said, Maharaj, before you initiated me, I used to do my worship and prayer for 6 or 8 hours at one time, and my mind would never wander, and now it will not remain still for even 2 minutes. He was very distressed and could not understand the difference. This happens because with outer worship, the mind is getting food. It is occupied just as it is when reading or writing. But for spiritual experience, the mind must be stilled and remain inactive. Taking a simple example, if a man owns a number of horses and they are securely locked up in the stables, he sleeps without a care, knowing that his horses are safe. However, if any night he has doubt as to whether the stable door is securely fastened, he cannot rest in peace. And then if by chance the horses do get out and run away, he will do everything in his power to recapture them and bring them back. So the negative power does not interfere with the souls while they remain docilely in his domain, in which a web of sense enjoyments is spread to trap them and bind them, and from which there is no escape. Good actions therein bring rewards, and bad actions take the soul to the lower regions. The poor soul is bound to an ever-revolving wheel of existence in the various expressions of creation, and therefore the negative power is not the least worried. However, when the soul meets the master, it is taught to rise above the senses, and the pathway of escape is opened up through the grace and greatness of the Satguru, who is the pole of the positive power. When he sees that a soul is threatening to leave his kingdom, the negative power becomes concerned and endeavors to keep the soul in his clutches. Salvation, then, is achieved only through paravidya, which means the soul's knowledge of the oversoul, and that is to free oneself from mind and senses, to have knowledge of self and knowledge of God. We must become infinite, for one as high as the High One will know him, as high as the Lord himself, infinite, inconceivable, ineffable. Indian mythology tells us that Lord Shiva is sitting in meditation, and Parvati, his wife, keeps feeding him intoxicants. In this way, the soul is being intoxicated by the mind. When this intoxicant wears off, the soul wants to awaken. But before it gets the chance, the mind again feeds it more intoxicant. The world's population is suffering from this drunkenness, and only those who are awake can see this condition clearly. After a long search, I found the Sadguru, who gave this scientific method. At last, the true seeker finds that personality who is one with the truth, who gives the means of the soul's awakening. Keep the company of the Master and serve him. Sacrifice body and mind unto him. What does it mean to serve a Master? It means that with respect, yearning, and devotion, one should keep his commands. Guru Amar Das says, "Greatly fortunate is he who serves the Satguru, for the sound of God's name is awakened within." He has mentioned nothing of those who touch his feet and show great respect to his physical form alone. Those who do not place the Master's words on the altar, accepting them as God's commands, will not succeed. We know how to talk, but do not know how to do. There is a cure to the condition. Keep a spiritual diary, just as if you were in school doing your lessons. With the aid of this diary, you can search out your faults and failings and note down your weaknesses. Slowly, gradually, these weaknesses will be weeded out. Along with this, there is meditation. How much time do you put in? And through meditation, what progress have you made? In this way, you will yourself know where you stand, with spiritual advancement and with ethical life alike. Without keeping a diary, interest and concern for these two important factors cannot be upheld. Following disinterest, meditation ceases altogether. What else do I ask you to do? Only to keep your life pure and good, and to weed out the weaknesses. Then food of the soul is your meditation, so meditate regularly. Do not feed the body until you have fed the soul. Furthermore, to attend satsang is like having a protective hedge around your meditation. It also increases the incentive to meditate. Attend the satsang, even if your time is limited. Cancel some other appointment in order to do so, if necessary, for the benefits of satsang are invaluable. All I ask you to do again and again is to be pure and chaste and keep your diary. Do you know of any means by which you will obey the Master's instructions? There is a cure for our failures. But if you do not take the cure, then what is the cure for that omission? There's no cure for not doing anything. Sometimes you fight like dogs. When people see such behavior, will they not wonder what kind of teaching you are receiving? This brings disrepute upon the name of the satsang. A bad dog brings curses upon his master. The pain in my heart is speaking when I ask you of any means whereby you will follow the commands. Having tried all means in defeat, I can only say that you should try for yourself and see how that invaluable gift will increase. If after doing what I ask you do not gain progress, then you may come and complain. Start from today. Where there is a will, there is a way. You can find the time if you really want to. You have got the greatest of good fortune to be linked with a personality who is the form of the truth. King Janak was one soul who got something from Ashtavakra in those days. But each and every one of you has had experience from the very first day. If you don't continue it, how do you expect to progress? Attend the satsang and have the advantage of a protective hedge around your meditation. I once asked Hazur Maharaj, what are your orders regarding satsang? He told me, if you are very sick in your bed, but you can move, then attend satsang. Just note that he did not say that if you have the strength to walk, then attend satsang. From this single instance, one can see how important it is. Actually, Master Kripal once told me in a similar, I asked him a question like this, like that, and he said, if you can crawl in bed, you should go to satsang. I haven't always obeyed that, however. Master removes the veil from the eye. He gives the inner darshan. O friends, that Satguru is most attractive to me. The cause of not following the instructions is just laziness and concern for bodily comfort. Remember that this is the path of inner intoxication, so why worry about the body's comfort? Do not drift away on the waves of the mind. Do the work which you have to do. When the lion wants to quench his thirst, he goes straight to the river. Become lion-like. You are soul, the entity of the Lord. Make the keen aspiration you had in the beginning into a reality. Leave the consideration of bodily comforts and the demands of the mind for the sake of that aim. Instead of obeying the mind, place the Master's commands on the altar of the Lord. If you love me, keep my commandments. Would you not wish to obey the one you love? A true lover is more afraid of disapproval than he has consideration for body and mind. Go all out for your goal. Listen to the Satguru's sound by rising above. Put all your attention in full consciousness upon that inner place, upon the Nam. The intoxications of the senses will start wearing off and you will awaken to a new life. Through striving and striving, the mind has now awakened and the world has become transient. When one rises above the senses, one can see that the body is but a piece of clay. You yourself are detached from it, and the world is an insipid thing. In this way, the question is answered and the problem solved, for the soul can see that her Lord is God and all outer things are unreal. Masters don't tell us to leave our homes and flee to the jungles, for we have got the duties of the body and mind and their responsibilities, but the soul must be rejoined to its Lord, and this is the greatest and most important task in this human life. The only true helping factors in this work are the company of the Sadguru and the contact with the Nam. Attention got help from the mind, and both reached their homes. Separated and freed from the pull of the senses, the mind begins to taste the sweetness of the inner nectar. When that nectar comes, this becomes distasteful. From then on, it is willing to cooperate with the soul, and the soul is able to fly. Death of the physical mind makes the work easier, for it is the physical mind which is deeply involved in the worldly actions and keeps dragging the soul back. Until there is something to hold the attention, it is most difficult to go within. And this is why the Master gives the contact with Nam on the very first day. Join me back to the Lord, anyone. That contact must then be increased daily. Without the Shabad, the mind will never awaken, though numerous different practices be performed. And we will continue reading in that another time. But along the lines of being asleep and the necessity of waking up, I want to read a section of Sanchi's, one of his last satsangs. It was the farewell satsang from the next to last trip that ever went to India to see him. And I was there, and many others also. And it's on this same theme. And of course it resonates with the fact that he was leaving us very soon. And every word that he says, you know, has to be understood in the light of that. This is the middle section of the discourse, not the whole talk. So, dear ones, I enjoyed meditating with all of you this past week. You know that the relationship of the Master with the disciple is made by God Almighty Himself, and it cannot be broken. No power, no one, can break the relationship which has been formed between the disciple and the Master. It is not that after you leave from here, the relationship is over. Guru Nanak Sahib says, the true relationship never breaks because the Creator Himself has made this relationship. So the Masters always remember their disciples. Guru Nanak Sahib said there are only two powers which do not forget anything. One is God Almighty, and the other is the Master. Everything else is forgetful, but the Master and God Almighty are not the forgetful ones. After giving us the initiation, they never forget us. What to talk about forgetting us? They never even go away from us. They are always with us. They are always looking at us, and they always take care of us. Just as the mother takes care of her child, in the same way, the Masters always take care of their disciples. Guru Gobind Singh has said that all Masters always make prayers. They always request to the Lord Almighty for the well-being of their disciples. Guru Gobind Singh has said, O Lord, may all my disciples live in comfort and peace. All the disciples, all my family members. They understand all the initiates whom they have initiated as their family members, and that's why they always request, they always pray to God Almighty. They are my family members, and I wish, I pray for them that whatever time they may live in this world, they may live comfortably and happily, and also that they may do the meditation of Shabad Nam, so that they may return to their real home. There was a dear one of Swamiji Maharaj who used to go to have his darshan once every month. When his time came near, Swamiji Maharaj said to him, Dear one, you should have the darshan of the Master in abundance and dwell on this form of the Master within you, because next month I will not be able to meet you. It was his grace that made him realize that he should have the darshan of the Master. So, dear ones, in the same way, this is also the grace of Lord Sawan and Kripal, that God gives us so many opportunities to meet with each other. Again and again he is bringing you here. Again and again he is making me meet you. And again he is giving us the opportunities to do the meditation, to do the bhajan and simran, We will not get these blessed opportunities again. We will not get such grace again. So whatever time we have got, we should always appreciate it. Appreciate these trips, appreciate this opportunity, and dwell on the form of the Master within, and do bhajan and simran wholeheartedly. You know the condition of the roads in India, and especially in the place where I live, Rajasthan. The roads are terrible there. But still in this old age, carrying this old body, you know with how much difficulty I make this journey. I travel from so far and come here. So appreciate my coming here. Appreciate the time which is spent here. My work is only this, that you may wake up and you may do your bhajan and simran. When the dear ones come in the darshan and tell me about their experiences, that gives me immense pleasure. Dear ones, I have done the meditation in my life. I have suffered a great amount of hunger and thirst. I know the reason why my body is so weak, since I gave up eating food for a very long time. That is why my food intake has been reduced, and still I am not able to eat very much. And you know that when you cannot eat enough food, when you cannot eat enough fruit and other things, and the life goes on only on the support of God Almighty. The meaning of saying this is that this relationship is very solid. It will never break. This is the reason that all the masters, all the saints, have said of their masters, "You are my mother, you are my father, you are my brother, you are my friend, you are everything." So, dear ones, this is an unbreakable relationship, and you should appreciate this. Now there is no more time to sleep. This is the time to wake up. So appreciate this time and make the best use of this time. Do not misunderstand my words. Don't think that I'm saying give up your relationship with your wife or your husband, or give up your homes, give up your families. I don't mean to say that. What I mean to say is that you should become sannyasis. You should become detached from all these things from within. You should do your meditation so much so that you may go within and reach that place, after reaching which all the desires come to an end. I would like to remind all the dear ones of the words of beloved Lord Kirpal. He used to say, give up hundreds of important works to attend satsang, and give up thousands of important works to sit for meditation. He also used to say, do not feed your body until you have fed your soul. The food for our body is the food which we eat, but the food for our soul is meditation. And I will repeat that one paragraph. Now there is no more time to sleep. This is the time to wake up. So appreciate this time and make the best use of this time.
मैं अपने गुरुदेव परमात्मा सावन कृपाल दा धन्नवादी हां जिन्हां ने आपकी याद विच सानू बैठन दा मौका दिता है. ए उन्हां दी ही दया है.
I am grateful to my Gurudev, Lords Savan and Kirpal, who have given us this opportunity to sit in their remembrance. It is all due to their grace that we are sitting here.
Sab sansar da data ek hi hai. O jinu chave daat deve, jinu chave bakshe.
The giver of the whole world is one. To whomever he wishes, he gives the gift. To whomever he wants, he forgives.
ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਹੁਣ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਾਥ ਮਿਲਾਉਣਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੜਫ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਦੀ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ,
the souls for whom God Almighty decides that now I have to forgive them, now I have to make them meet me, because He is sitting within all of us and He knows that within which heart the yearning to realize Him is present.
ਉਹੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੀਆਂ, ਸੰਪਰਕ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਜੋ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਅਮਾਨਤ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਅਮਾਨਤ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੌਂਪ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ.
ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਸ ਸੋਲਸ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਓਨਲੀ ਦੇ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਕੰਟੈਕਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਹੂਜ਼ ਟ੍ਰੈਜਰ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਔਰ ਉਸ ਗਿਫਟ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ has been given to the masters by God Almighty. And when those souls come in contact with the masters, very happily they give that gift of the Shabad Naam to them.
Guru Nanak ne keha, prai amant ko rakhiye, ditti hun sukh hoye.
Guru Nanak sahab said that why should I keep the thing which belongs to others? I become happy only when I'm able to give those things to them.
Santa Mahatma da, unna atma vaaste hi, ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਣਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਉਹ ਆਪਣੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਉਭਾਰ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰਾ ਕੇ ਮਨ ਇੰਦਰੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਕਾਟ ਤੋਂ ਲਿਆ ਕੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਲਿਆ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਸਤਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਗੋਦ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹੁੰਚਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ.
ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਫਾਰ ਦੋਸ ਸੋਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ ਓਨ ਲਾਈਫ ਇੰਪਲਸ ਦੇ ਕਨੈਕਟ ਦੋਸ ਸੋਲਸ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਦੈਮ ਡੂ ਦੀ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ connect their souls or they get their souls attached to the Shabad Naam and then they take them into the lap of Satnam.
ਇਹ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਹੈ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਰੋਧੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠਦੇ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਸਿਲਸਿਲਾ ਆਪ ਦਾ ਜਾਰੀ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹੈ.
This is the only work of the master. As long as they live in the physical body, they continue doing this job.
ਸਤਨਾਮ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਾਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੱਖਦਾ, ਉਹ ਅਨਾਮੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭੇਜ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਸਤਨਾਮ ਲਾ ਬਿਆਨ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਬਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ.
ਸਤਨਾਮ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਕੀਪ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਵਿਦ ਹਿਮ, ਹੀ ਸੈਂਡਸ ਦ ਸੋਲਸ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਅਨਾਮੀ. ਸਤਨਾਮ ਇਜ਼ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਪਾਵਰ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬੇਬਲ, ਨੋ ਵਨ ਕੈਨ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬ ਹਿਸ ਗਲੋਰੀ.
ਤੋ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਬੜਾ ਗੌਰ ਨਾਲ ਸੁਣਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ.
ਅ ਹਿਮ ਆਫ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਿਚ ਟਾਕਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਲਵ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟਿਡ ਟੂ ਯੂ. It is worth listening to with much love and attention.
Kabir Sahab de Shabad number 14 Santan di Bani 95 Gur se lagan ikathan hai paai Gur se lagan ikathan hai paai.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਬੜੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਪਾਉਣਾ ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਕਠਿਨ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਆਪਣਾ ਘਰ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਨਸਾਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ. ਇੱਕ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨੇ ਇਨਸਾਨਾਂ ਵਾਲੀਆਂ ਕਿਰਿਆ ਕਰਨੀਆਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਖਾਣਾ ਪਹਿਨਣਾ, ਟੱਟੀ ਪਿਸ਼ਾਬ, ਬੋਲਣਾ ਚੱਲਣਾ, ਇਨਸਾਨਾਂ ਵਰਗਾ ਹੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵੈਰੀ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਡਿਫਿਕਲਟ ਟੂ ਮੇਨਟੇਨ ਦ ਲਵ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੈਜ਼ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਵਰਲਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਅਪ ਹਿਜ਼ ਰੀਅਲ ਹੋਮ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਅਸਿਊਮਡ ਦਿਸ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ, ਐਂਡ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਵਿਚ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬੀਇੰਗਸ ਡੂ, ਲਾਈਕ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੂ ਈਟ, ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੂ ਡਰਿੰਕ, ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸਲੀਪ, ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਵਿਚ ਦ ਨਾਰਮਲ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬੀਇੰਗਸ ਡੂ. So when we see him doing all those things which we do, then it becomes a little difficult for us to maintain our love with the master.
Dusra assi unna di position de unna di hasti de waqif nahi hunde jab tak assi andar ja ke apni akhan naal khud nahi dekh lende.
The other reason why it is difficult for us to maintain the love with the master is that until we go within, we do not know their real position, we do not know their real glory. When we go within and see the position of the master, then we understand it. Otherwise, until we go within, we cannot understand their importance.
Lekin o mahatma malik de pyare duniya de vich rehnde hoye duniya diyan mailan vich nahi libadde ge, o nirlep rehnde hai, o andaron parmatma de naal jude hunde hai.
But the masters who are the beloveds of God, even though they live in this world, but still they do not become dirty in the dirt of this world. They always remain detached in respect to the world, and from the within, they are always connected to God.
ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਾ ਭੁੱਲੜ ਪੁੱਤ ਬੁਰੀ ਸੋਭਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੈ ਕੇ ਬੁਰੇ ਕਰਮ ਕਮਾ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜੇਲ੍ਹ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੈ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਪਿਤਾ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਛਡਾਉਣ ਦਾ, ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਉਦਮ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਮਮਤਾ ਹੈ। ਇੱਕ ਸੰਸਾਰੀ ਪਿਤਾ ਮਮਤਾ ਦਾ ਬੱਝਿਆ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਦੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਕੋਰਟ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅੱਛੇ ਤੋਂ ਅੱਛਾ ਵਕੀਲ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਉਹ ਸਤ ਪੁਰਸ਼ ਕੁੱਲ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੀ ਅੰਸ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਦੁਰਦਸ਼ਾ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ, ਦੁੱਖਾਂ ਸੁੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਘਬਰਾਈ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ, ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ, ਤੋ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਵੀ ਰਿਹਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦਾ। ਉਹ ਖੁਦ ਹੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਤਨ ਧਾਰ ਕੇ ਇਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਇਟ ਡਸਨਟ ਮੈਟਰ ਇਫ ਸਮਵਨਸ ਸਨ ਫਾਲਸ ਇਨ ਬੈਡ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਐਂਡ ਡਸ ਦ ਬੈਡ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਐਂਡ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਰਿਜ਼ਲਟ ਇਫ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਇੰਪ੍ਰਿਜ਼ਨਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਜੇਲ ਦ ਫਾਦਰ ਡਸਨਟ ਗਿਵ ਅਪ ਦ ਹੋਪ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਦ ਅਟੈਚਮੈਂਟ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਸ ਸਨ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਹੀ ਹਾਇਰਸ ਵਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਬੈਸਟ ਲਾਇਰਸ ਅਵੇਲੇਬਲ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਡਸ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਪੋਸੀਬਲ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਹਿਮ ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਜੇਲ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਜਸਟ ਅ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਫਾਦਰ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅਟੈਚਡ to his son. In the same way, when God Almighty, whose essence of our soul is, when he sees the pitiful condition of the soul, when he sees that the souls are involved in the pains and happiness and how they become nervous, how they become confused when they have to go through all these pains and problems, he also cannot resist, and he himself comes down in the form of the saints and the masters. And just like that father who tries his best to get his son out of the jail, in the same way, God Almighty, who comes in the form of the saints and the Mahatmas, also tries everything to take out the souls from this world which is full of sufferings.
ਜਦ ਦਾ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਬਣਿਆ ਹੈ, ਸਦਾ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਤਨ ਧਾਰ ਕੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ। ਰਿਖੀ ਮੁਨੀ ਸਦਾ ਹੀ ਤਨ ਧਾਰ ਕੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਦੋ ਚਾਰ ਪੀੜੀਆਂ, ਦਸ ਪੀੜੀਆਂ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਚਲਾ ਕੇ ਆਖਰ ਜੀਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ।
God Almighty has always been coming into this creation, ever since this creation was created. He came in the form of the rishis, munis, saints and masters, and they have been preaching the naam for generations.
ਜੋ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਅਨੁਭਵ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਇਆ, ਸਚਾਈ ਦੇਖੀ, ਉਹ ਆਪਣਾ ਗ੍ਰੰਥਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦਰਜ ਕਰ ਗਏ ਹੈ, ਸਾਡੇ ਗਾਈਡੈਂਸ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਸਾਡੇ ਫਾਇਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ।
Whatever those beloveds of God experienced, whatever came in their way for our guidance, they have written all their experiences down in the form of the Holy Scripture.
ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਾਣ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਅਨੁਭਵੀ ਪੁਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਦੀ ਕਮੀ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਉਹ ਭੁੱਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੈ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਉੱਥੋਂ ਹੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਤਵਾਦ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
After they depart from this physical world, the shortage of the experienced beings or the practical beings happen, and then the priesthood starts.
ਫਿਰ ਕੋਈ ਮਾਲਕ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਬੜੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਦੇਖੋ ਵੀ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਨਵੀਂ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਇਆਗਾ। ਜੋ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਧਰਮ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਹੈ।
Then some other beloved of God comes and he lovingly tells us that, dear ones, I am not giving you any new teaching. You can look through your holy scriptures and you will find that these teachings are available, are present in your own holy scriptures.
Koi mahatma eh nahi keh ke gaya ke sade pichho koi sant nahi aayega ya satho pehla nahi koi aaya. Oh kehnde sada hi eh jeevan utaran da, jeevan nu aap de naal jodan da parmatma silsila jari rakhda hai.
No master has ever said that no one will come after I leave, or no one came before I came, because this work of liberating the souls has always been going on ever since the creation was created.
Unna dharm granthan de andar jeevt mahapurush di zarurat te zor ditta hai naam te satsang te.
A great emphasis has been laid upon the necessity of having a living master attending, doing the satsang and the naam in all the holy scriptures.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj kende jeevat sahib sevyo man chalda haryo neet. Main jeevat guru Maharaj Guru Ram Das de paas gaya ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਜੋ ਮਨ ਹਿਰਨ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਭਟਕ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਭਟਕਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਕਦੇ ਚੈਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਧਨ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਮੇਰੇ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਚੈਨ ਆ ਗਈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਸਰਵਡ ਦ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਮਾਈ ਐਵਰ ਵਾਂਡਰਿੰਗ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਸਟਾਪਡ ਰਨਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਅਰ। ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਦ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਸ਼ਾਵਰਡ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਅਪਾਨ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਹੂ ਵਾਸ ਵਾਂਡਰਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਅਰ, ਹੂ ਵਾਸ ਰਨਿੰਗ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਸਵਿਫਟ ਡੀਅਰ ਹੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਅਰ, ਇਟ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਮਾਈ ਕੰਟਰੋਲ, ਇਟ ਸਟਾਪਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਰਨਿੰਗ।
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਦਾ ਹੀ ਇਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਵਕਤ ਦੀਆਂ ਤਿੰਨ ਚਾਰ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਕੰਮ ਦਿੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ। ਵਕਤ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਵਕਤ ਦਾ ਟੀਚਰ ਹੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਨੂੰ ਪੜ੍ਹਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਵਕਤ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਵੈਦ ਹੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਦੂਰ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਵਕਤ ਦਾ ਪਤੀ ਹੀ ਔਲਾਦ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਥਿੰਗ ਵੈਰੀ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ। ਹੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਅ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਟ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕੈਨ ਕਨੈਕਟ ਅਸ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਨਾਮ, ਕੈਨ ਗਿਵ ਅਸ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ, as only the living husband can be the father of one's children, as only a living teacher can teach our students, in the same way we can get the remedies, we can get the cure only from the living doctor.
Gore se lagan kathan hai paai, gure se lagan ਕਠਨ ਹੈ ਪਾਈ, ਲਗਨ ਲਗੇ ਬਿਨ ਕਾਜ ਨ ਸਰ ਹੈ, ਜੀਵ ਪਰਲੈ ਹੋਏ ਜਾਈ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਪਾਉਣਾ ਬੜਾ ਕਠਨ ਹੈ, ਆਪਣੇ ਵਰਗੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਮਝਣਾ ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਿਲ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਸ ਘਾਟੀ ਤੇ ਆਏ ਬਿਨਾਂ, ਪੂਰਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਪਾਏ ਬਿਨਾਂ, ਅਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਪਛਾਣ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ, ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਨੋ ਡਾਊਟ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟ ਟੂ ਲਵ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟ ਟੂ ਮੇਨਟੇਨ ਦ ਲਵ ਵਿਦ ਸਮਵਨ ਹੂ ਲੁਕਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਅਸ, ਬਟ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਵੀ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਪੁਆਇੰਟ, ਅੰਟਿਲ ਵੀ ਡਿਵੈਲਪ ਐਂਡ ਮੇਨਟੇਨ ਦ ਲਵ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਵਿਦਇਨ, ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਹਿਜ਼ ਗਲੋਰੀ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਹੀ ਖਾਲੀ ਪਈਆਂ ਹਨ, ਔਰ ਉਹ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਠਾ ਰਹੇ।
ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਨੰਬਰ ਆਫ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨਸ, ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਨੰਬਰ ਆਫ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀਜ਼ ਵਿਚ ਆਰ ਐਮਪਟੀ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਐਡਵਾਂਟੇਜ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ।
ਤੋ ਜਦ ਵੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਆਏ, ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਉਤੁੱਟ ਪਿਆਰ ਪਾਇਆ। ਪਿਆਰ ਹੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰ ਲਿਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਆਤਮਾ ਵੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਵੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ, ਪਿਆਰ ਇਹਦਾ ਖਾਸ਼ਾ ਹੈ, ਪਿਆਰ ਹੀ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਧਰਮ ਹੈ।
Whenever the beloveds of God came into this world, whenever the masters came into this world, their dear children, their dear disciples loved their master so much, because love is the only thing which can take us in, love is the only thing which can make us successful in this path, because the religion of this path is the love, and love is the main element, main thing of this path.
ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ, ਉਹ ਆਪ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਸਤ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਸਾਹਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਉਹ ਖਾਲੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਟਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਗੇ, ਸਾਹ ਸਾਹਸ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸਿੱਖ ਨੂੰ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਕਰ ਸਿੱਖ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੀ ਬੜੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਨੀਡ ਅਵਰ ਲਵ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਥੈਮਸੈਲਵਸ ਆਰ ਇੰਟੋਕਸੀਕੇਟਿਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਲਵ ਵਿਦ ਦੇਅਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਵਿਦ ਐਵਰੀ ਸਿੰਗਲ ਬ੍ਰੈਥ they love their master, they are connected with their master, every single moment they are in the love with their master, but the disciple needs the love of the master very much.
Lagan lage bin kaaj na sar hai, jeev par le hoye jaai, jaise papiha pyaasa
ਕਿਹੋ ਜਿਹਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਸਿੱਖ ਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਲ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕੈਸਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਾਰਗਰ ਹੈ, ਆਪ ਪਪੀਹੇ ਦੀ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਪਪੀਹਾ ਪਿਆਸਾ ਮਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਨਦੀਆਂ ਨਾਲਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਉਹ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੀਂਦਾ ਗਾ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਕੌਮ ਨੂੰ, ਮੇਰੀ ਕੁਲ ਨੂੰ ਲਾਜ ਲੱਗ ਲੱਗੇਗੀ।
ਵਟ ਕਾਇੰਡ ਆਫ ਲਵ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਹੈਵ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਵਟ ਕਾਇੰਡ ਆਫ ਦ ਲਵ ਆਫ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਇਜ਼ ਇਫੈਕਟਿਵ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਹੀ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨਸ ਟੂ ਅਸ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਅਸ ਦੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਰੇਨ ਬਰਡ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਰੇਨ ਬਰਡ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਡਰਿੰਕ ਦ ਵਾਟਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਰਿਵਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਸੋਰਸਿਸ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਰੇਨ ਡ੍ਰੌਪ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ he thinks that if he will drink any other water other than the raindrop, that will blame his family, that will blame him, and that will affect his devotion. So that is why he prefers to die rather than to drink the water from the other source.
Dalla Malwe de vich Brahmad kaum da sardar si Guru Gobind Singh ji jad Malwe vich aaye oh kehn lagya ji tusi sanu yaad kar de ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬੁਲਾਉਂਦੇ, ਮੇਰੇ ਪਾਸ ਮਾਲਵੇ ਦੇ ਬੜੇ ਹੀ ਜਵਾਨ ਹੈ, ਹਾਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਣੀ ਸੀ। ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਦੇਖ ਵੀ ਡੱਲਿਆ, ਇਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਪਾਣਾ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਪਾਣੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹਾਂ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ, ਨਹੀਂ ਜੀ, ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬੁਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਹਾਰ ਦਾ ਮੂੰਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਖਣਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਬਾਤਾਂ ਕਰ ਹੀ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ। ਇਤਨੇ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਸੇਵਕ ਕੋਈ ਅੱਛੀ ਜੀ ਬੰਦੂਕ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਇਆ। ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਲਿਆ ਵੀ ਡੱਲਿਆ, ਤੇਰੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕੋਈ ਕੌਮ ਚੋ ਬੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਪਰਖ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੀਏ ਕਿ ਬੰਦੂਕ ਦਾ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨਾ ਸਹੀ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿ ਇਹ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ। ਹੁਣ ਡੱਲਾ ਸੋਚਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਹਨੂੰ ਲਿਆਵਾਂ, ਆਖਰ ਆਪਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਹੀ ਸਰਦਾਰਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਕੁਨਵੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਿਰ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਰਾਈਫਲ ਦਾ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨਾ ਪਰਖਣਾ ਹੈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚੱਲੋ। ਹੁਣ ਕੌਣ ਮੌਤ ਦੇ ਮੂੰਹ ਆਏ, ਸਭ ਨੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਡੱਲਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਕੋਲ ਆ ਕੇ ਨੀਵੀਂ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਖੜ ਗਿਆ, ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਕੋਈ ਤਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਤੂੰ ਫਿਰ ਕਿਸ ਮੂੰਹ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬੁਲਾਉਂਦੇ, ਤੂੰ ਜਾ, ਬਾਹਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਹੋਣਗੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤੂੰ ਦੱਸ ਦੇ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਰਾਈਫਲ ਦਾ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨਾ ਪਰਖਣਾ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਆਓ ਬਈ ਅੱਗੇ। ਉਹ ਜਦ ਬਾਹਰ ਗਿਆ, ਦੋ ਸਿੱਖ ਅੱਗੇ, ਇੱਕ ਪੱਗ ਬੰਨ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ, ਇੱਕ ਆਪਦੇ ਕੇਸ ਸਾਫ਼ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਕੰਘਾ ਵਗੈਰਾ, ਔਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਬਈ ਰਾਈਫਲ ਪਰਖਣੀ ਹੈ, ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨਾ ਦੇਖਣਾ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕ ਸਿੱਖ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਦੋਨੇ ਜਿਸ ਹਾਲਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੀ ਉਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਭੱਜੇ, ਇੱਕ ਦੇ ਪੱਗ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੇ ਉਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਵਾਲ ਖਿਲਰੇ ਹੋਏ ਹੈ। ਇੱਕ ਆ ਕੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਵੀ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਗੈਰ ਘੋੜੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਾਂਭੇ ਜਾਣੇਗੇ, ਔਰ ਘੋੜਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਬੜੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨਾ ਬਣਾਓ। ਦੂਸਰਾ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਜੀ ਇਸ ਨੇ ਚਮਕੌਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਕਈ ਜੰਗਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੜਾ ਕੰਮ ਜਾਣਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਫੰਨੇ ਜੰਗ ਦਾ ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਮਾਹਰ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨਾ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਜਾਵੇ। ਉਹ ਦੋਨੇ ਆਪਸਰੀ ਮੇਂ ਝਗੜਦੇ ਹੈ। ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਪਿਆਰਿਓ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੋਨੇ ਹੀ ਅੱਗੇ ਰਾਈਫਲ ਦੇ ਖੜ ਜਾਓ, ਮੈਂ ਦੋਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨਾ ਦੇਖ ਲੈਣਾ ਹੈ। ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਮਾਰਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਕੀ ਸੀ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਿਸ਼ਿਸਤ ਲਈ, ਔਰ ਫੈਰ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਉੱਪਰ ਦੀ ਟਪਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਖੜਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਸਨੇ ਅਗਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਧੱਕਾ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਪ ਅੱਗੇ ਹੋਇਆ, ਔਰ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਅੱਖ ਤੱਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਚਮਕੀ। ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਵੇਖ ਵੀ ਡੱਲਿਆ, ਇਹਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਹੈ, ਉੱਥੇ ਤਾਂ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਸੀਗਾ।
ਡੱਲਾ ਵਾਸ ਦ ਚੀਫ ਆਫ ਅ ਟ੍ਰਾਈਬ ਇਨ ਦ ਮਾਲਵਾ ਰੀਜਨ ਐਂਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਵਾਸ ਡਿਫੀਟਡ ਵਾਂਸ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਮੋਗਲਸ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਲਵਾ ਰੀਜਨ, ਡੱਲਾ ਟੋਲਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਹੈਡ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰਡ ਮੀ ਔਰ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਹੈਡ ਕਾਲਡ ਮੀ, ਆਈ ਵੁੱਡ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਡਾਊਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਵਿਦ ਵੈਰੀ ਸਟਰੋਂਗ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਟ੍ਰਾਈਬ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ you would have not been defeated. Guru Gobind Singh ji lovingly said, well, Dalla, you know that it was the will of the master and it was supposed to happen like that, so that's okay. But Dalla said that, no, master, if you had remembered me, if you had called me, there are many warriors, many strong people, very brave people in my tribe, and I would have brought all of them, and then we would have fought very well. So Guru Gobind Singh again said, well, no, that's okay. It was the will of God. But Dalla insisted. He wanted to show that his people were full of bravery and they were very strong. So when they were talking like that, somebody came there with a new gun and he presented that to Guru Gobind Singh. So Guru Gobind Singh said, okay, Dalla, this is a new gun. I want to try this out. Call someone from your tribe and let me see how this gun works. Now Dalla thinks that who should be brought for that job. So he went around, he asked his people, but nobody came forward. Nobody was prepared to come and stand in front of the gun which Guru Gobind Singh had. So after going through all the people in his tribe, he came back with no one with him. So he stood there in front of Guru Gobind Singh in embarrassment, and he said that, Master, no one is ready to come. Then Guru Gobind Singh said, okay, you go outside and there may be a couple of my disciples, and you just tell them that Master needs a dear one to try a gun. So when Dalla went outside, there were two disciples of Guru Gobind Singh. One was tying his turban and the other one was combing his hair. So as soon as they heard that Guru Gobind Singh wanted one disciple to try the gun, they both left the things which they were doing and they both ran to Guru Gobind Singh. The one who was tying the turban, his hair was all over, and the other guy who was the disciple who was combing his hair, he also had left his comb there. So they both came there and they stood in front of Guru Gobind Singh, and they both were appreciating and talking about the qualities of the other person. One was saying that, Master, you should try me because I am a useless one in your army. I am the worthless one, because the other person is very good at taking care of the horses, and if he will be dead, who will take care of the horses? So it is better that you take me as the target and you try the gun on me. The other dear one said that, no, Master, you don't remember that in the battle of Chamkor Sahib and the other battles, he fought with so much courage, and there is no way you can go to the battlefield again without this dear one. So he is very precious, and I am the useless one, so you try me out. So they were fighting with each other, and they both were insisting that Guru Gobind Singh may use them. So Guru Gobind Singh said that, okay, both of you go and stand, then I will try the gun on both of you. So when both of them went there and stood there, one behind the other one, so the person who was standing behind the first one, when Guru Gobind Singh pulled the trigger, Guru Gobind Singh was not going to kill either of them, even though it looked like he was using them as a target. But he just lifted his gun up and he shot in the air. But when he shot the bullet, at that time the person who was standing behind the first one, he at once, I mean, with all his speed, he came and he stood in front of the other one because he wanted to become the target. So when that happened, Guru Gobind Singh told Dalla that, you see, this is what is meant by discipleship, and in the battle I need the disciples like this and not like your people.
A talk was given on June 13th, 1992 in Idaho, at the ashram in Idaho. A closing bhajan is on page 137, Apana Koe Nahim, and this was the first bhajan that Western Sangh satsangis learned under Sanchi, by the way. It was in May 1976. It was my second trip to see him, and there were a number of us went on that trip. And my son Eric, who was then 14 years old, sang this bhajan one night at the satsang. And Sanchi was very pleased. And then the next day he talked to us about the importance of singing bhajans and how they were very helped in developing receptivity. He thanked Eric for jumping in and doing that. And it all started with that. No one in this world belongs to us except our dearly beloved Satguru. Oh man, don't be saying mine, mine. There's no guarantee of breaths. Your life is as fragile as sugar candy thrown into water. Oh man, don't be so full of ego. Death is on your head. One day, you fool, you may even drown without water. You're wearing dust, you dress in dust, even your pillow is dust. One day, madman, your body will return to dust. As long as oil and wick are in the lamp, the light gets brighter and brighter. When both are finished, the dead body is carried to the graveyard. What is the use of stitching the old clothes again and again? No one is the friend of the heart. All have selfish motives. No one in this world belongs to us except our dearly beloved Satguru. Bhajan of Kabir Sahib, on page 137.
Na koi nahin hai ji ki apana Satguru pyara ji apana koi panna sathe guru pyara ji na kare bande meri meri damada ki paravasa na kare bande meri meri damada ki paravasa jivan tera esa jesa pani vicha patasa apana koi nahi hai ji ki apana sathe guru pyara ji apana koi nahi hai ji ki apana sathe guru pyara ji na kare bande kuri ka kabar sir pe motani mani na kare bande kuri ta kabar sir pe motani mani ek din pagle esa aaye to do baby na pani apana koi nahi hai ji ki apana sathe guru pyara ji apana koi nahi hai ji ki apana sathe guru pyara ji mati odana mati pahenana mati ka sirihana ji mati odana mati pahenana mati ka sirihana ji ek din pagle esa aaye mati me mil jana ji apani koi nahi hai ji ki apana sathe guru pyara ji apana koi nahi hai ji ki apana sathe guru pyara ji jab tak tel deep deep me bhati jagamag jagamag ho rahi jab tak tel deep me bhati jagamag jagamag ho rahi jala gaya tela nikuta gaya vasha sivyanko torlai apana koi nahi hai ji ki apana sathe guru pyara ji apana koi nahi hai ji ki apana sathe guru pyara ji pata chola hua purana kabalag sive dar ji pata chola hua purana kabalag sive dar ji dil ka mehram koi na milia sab matlab ke gar ji apana koi nahi hai ji ki apana sathe guru pyara ji apana koi nahi hai ji ki apana sathe guru pyara ji.
No one in this world belongs to us except our dearly beloved Satguru. May God bless us all.